is this. He is always in control of all things. Always. He is always in control of all things. This is a great truth to live by. What does this truth mean for the worrier? I don't mean warrior. There's a difference between worrier and warrior. I'm talking about the worrier. What does it mean for the one who worries? How many of you are worriers? Do we have some worriers among us? People who get worried too easily? Just this past week, JoJo and myself were sitting in Changsha in the little apartment. It's not so little. It was a pretty good-sized apartment of Robert and Ruth. And we were sitting in the morning reading our daily bread. And there was a story in our daily bread one morning that really tickled me, tickled us. And it had a good truth in it. Let me share that story with you. It says, a man worried constantly about everything. And then one day, his friends heard him whistling happily and looking noticeably relaxed. What happened? They asked him in astonishment. He said, I'm paying a man to do my worrying for me now. How much are you paying him? They asked. $2,000 a week, he replied. Wow, how can you afford that? He said, I can't, but that's his worry, not mine. So while that's humorous, it does have that truth in it. What does it mean for the worrier? God is in control. We don't have to worry anymore. Psalms 103, verse 19. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. This is another way, a nice way of saying God is sovereign. God is in control of all things. There is nothing outside of his control. And we talk about nations being sovereign. We talk about the sovereign nation of such and such. And to an extent, they are sovereign. To be sovereign as a nation means that no outside nation controls your affairs. All right? You are in complete control of what happens within that nation. And to an extent, they are sovereign. But ultimately, the Bible shows us, the Bible tells us that even the nations rise and fall because God allows it. God allows it. God is in control. Isaiah chapter 14, verse 27. For the Lord of hosts has purposed, and who will annul it? His hand is stretched out, and who will turn it back? In other words, God is the one in control. Who is going to change what God is purposing to do? Isaiah 46, verse 9. Remember the former things of old, for I am God and there is no other. I am God and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasure. God is in control. He is doing his work. He is in charge of all things. And the truth is this. God is in control of all things. And this is the hard part. Even at times when I struggle to understand it. Amen? Even in those times that I struggle to fully understand what God is doing or why, God is still sovereign. God is still God. God is still in control. I'd like to say that I always know exactly what God is doing. I always fully understand where God is headed and what God's plan is, but sometimes my head can be full of confusion. and I may doubt, but I still must trust that God is in control, that God is sovereign. Sometimes I may even struggle in my faith. I may even question God or what God is doing, but I must trust that God is in control. God will accomplish His will and His purpose. Evil and wickedness will not go unnoticed by God. It will not go unpunished by God. And because of this, I can rest and not worry. I must rest in Him. He is in control. So what things are you facing in your life right now? What trials or hardships are you going through? Things that you can't see. What is God doing? Why is He doing this? Trust and rest that God is in control of all things all the time. But the second truth is this: He is always present with me. Always. Guys, there is not a time when God isn't there. There is not a place when God isn't there. Psalms 139, verse 7. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me and your right hand shall hold me. David is saying in a very picturesque form, God, you are everywhere. You are present at all times. No matter where I go, you are there with me. There is no place I can go where you are not. God is everywhere. So if the last point focused on God's sovereignty, this point is focusing on God's presence. Omnipresence. That is, God is everywhere. I want you to see a short video right now. It's just a few minutes. But in this video, it just shows, first of all, the awesomeness of God's handiwork, His creation, the vastness of it. And as you're seeing this video, be thinking about this fact that there is no place anywhere that we can go where God is not. Take a look at this video. Are you ready up there for a video? Awesome.
Kilometers, and you're a fourth of the way to the space station. Okay.
I think it's repeating.
Yes.
All right, thank you, Glenn. I mean, it's just a visual, but isn't it amazing when you think about the vastness of the universe that God has made? Isn't it amazing? And as we read the scripture where David says, "Where can I go from your spirit?" There is no place where God is not present. Even if it was possible to go out as far as he went, what, 100 million light years? You have any idea how far that is? I don't. Okay, that's traveling at the speed of light for 100 million years. That's insane. That is insane. But if you could do that, is God there too? There is no place where God is not. David reminds us that God is present with him always. And the same is true for you today. The child of God, I want you to know there is no place where God is not present. Now, this is two things. First of all, it's a comfort. Isn't it a comfort to know that God is with you wherever you go? Hebrews 13 tells us, "For he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you." This is the comforting words from our Lord that he says he will never leave you, he will never forsake you. Think of the person that you trust most in this life. Who is it in your life that you would say, "I totally trust them? They are trustworthy"? Would it be mom or dad or your husband, your wife, a brother, a close friend? Who is it that you would say, "I trust absolutely the most in this world, in this life, this person"? Even them, we have to realize that they are not perfect and that they can let us down because they are not perfect. They are not God. God will never leave you. God will never forsake you. God is always present. So it is a comfort, but we also must know it's also a caution. A caution. There are some things that perhaps one may do that maybe they wouldn't even want other people in the church to know that they do it. I remember we came into Auckland Airport last Thursday night after traveling a long distance, up all night. And me and JoJo were tired carrying our bags. And we were walking past the duty-free shops, as you do, coming through the airport. And so I jokingly say to JoJo, "Hey, are you picking up all those cigarettes and alcohol that you bought?" And he looks at me and says, "Well, not with you here." "Not with you here, Pastor Ken." Of course he was joking. I think he was joking. Okay, oh, good, good. That's for the record. He was joking. But while you may think about what others think, we may think about what others think of us, you have to realize that God is always present with you. And surely, as Christians, as believers, this must, if we truly believe God is always with us, this would affect how we live our lives. So it is a comfort, but it's also a caution. God is always with you. What is it? Are you bringing glory and honor to God in your life at all times? If we really believed in his omnipresence, we would surely act differently. Jeremiah 23, verse 24, he says, "Can anyone hide himself in secret places so I shall not see him, says the Lord? Do I not fill heaven and earth, says the Lord?" There is no place where God is not. Can anyone hide in a secret place from God? The answer is obviously no. No matter how far you tried to go, 10 million light years away, you couldn't hide from God. Now, I take joy in knowing that God is always there. Now, there may be times in your life that you've felt the very presence of God, and it brought comfort to you. You knew God was with you. You could feel the presence of God. But there may be also times in your life when you don't feel His presence, when perhaps you feel distant. But God has promised He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. God is there. Number three, truth. He is always the same. Always. He is always the same. When I was growing up, there were some things that I knew I could count on. I knew I could. I would be able to come home and know that my mom and my dad would always be there and would always love me no matter what. I counted on that. I knew that my mom and dad were committed to each other and that they would not leave each other. I counted on that. Now, I want to just say that they are just human, though. They are just human. And I know that humans mess up. Humans make mistakes. But God is always the same, and you can count on God. God does not change. People change. I change. But Malachi 3:6 says, I am the Lord. I do not change. God is explaining and reminding His people that He does not change. Have you changed over the years? Let me show you a picture of something here. Do we have a picture? Okay. You know who this couple is? Do you know who this couple is? Do they look familiar to you at all? This handsome young couple is of course Jen and I when we got married. All right. That's going on 25 years ago now. Okay, let's show the next picture. This is more recently. This was taken last week or the week before when we were going off to China. The handsome young guy next to me there too. So, have we changed? A little bit? Not much, right? Of course we changed a little bit. Because we're people. We change all the time. And it's obvious by just looking at ourselves. Sometimes you might go through life and you're thinking that you look just the same as you did when you got married. I know I kind of fool myself into thinking that sometimes. Until you actually look at a photo and you realize, man, did I look like that? Did I have that much hair? Was it that dark, that thick, that lush and luxurious? Yes, I did. But I don't now, because I've changed. We change in appearance. We also change into all kinds of other ways. Our tastes change. There was a time where, if you're Korean here, I apologize, but I didn't like Korean food. I couldn't stand kimchi. I didn't like that. But today I enjoy it very much. Okay, I love my kimchi now. I love the Korean spices. What happened? Well, things change, don't they? When I was growing up, I couldn't stand coffee either. I thought my parents were crazy. I think they still are. They would always drink this nasty coffee, but I didn't like coffee. And then my wife, Jennifer, she got me started on coffee. It's her fault. She got me into coffee. We'd walk by. She's, oh, doesn't that smell good? Oh, let's go get us a cup of coffee somewhere. We change. So I cannot say, like God does in Malachi, I can't say, I am Ken Young. I do not change. But God can say, I am the Lord. I do not change. The same God, everything about Him from 10,000 years ago, is the same about Him today. everything. He does not change who he is, his characters, his likes, his dislikes. He is God. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 10. You in the beginning laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you remain, and they will all grow old like a garment. Like a cloak, you will fold them up, and they will be changed. But you are the same, and your years will not fail. So even the universe, the heavens, the creation, one day, God's going to fold them up. They're going to be finished. They're going to come to an end. These planets and this universe does not last forever. And they will be changed. God's going to create a new heaven, a new earth. But God lasts forever. God is always the same. He is unchanging. Because God never changes, I can rest assured in the promises that God makes. He's not going to be fickle and say, I know I said that last year. I know I said I will never leave you or forsake you, but hey, things change, don't they? God never will say that. This leads us to the next point, number four. He is always trustworthy. Always trustworthy. Are you trustworthy? Are you a trustworthy person? All of us should aspire to be trustworthy. We should strive to be trustworthy. People of our word, people that others can count on. When we make a promise, we will fulfill it. That's being trustworthy. And many of us would say, sure, I'm trustworthy. But are you always trustworthy? Are you 100% trustworthy? You see, it's different. We're different than God. Because God cannot fail. God cannot let you down. 2 Timothy 2:13, if we are faithless, he remains faithful. He cannot deny himself. Even though we as believers may fall short in our faith, he is always faithful. We may flounder, we may struggle, but God keeps his promises. He will not let you down. Numbers 23, verse 19, God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. He has said, and has he said, and will not he do? Or has he spoken, and will he not make it good? This is God we're talking about. So can we trust God? The Bible affirms to us, yes, God never changes, and as such, he is trustworthy, 100% trustworthy. So when God says, whoever believes in him shall have eternal, everlasting life, can we trust him? Absolutely. And there is nothing that can change that. God keeps his promises. How about when God says this, Romans 8:28, all things work together for good to those who love God. Can we trust that promise? Even during hard times? Even during times you might not understand? Can we trust that God says all things work together for good? How about when you're sick? When you're going through some medical trials and hardships. Can we affirm God says all things work together for good? Can we affirm that? Can you affirm that in your heart? How about when you've been wrongly treated, done wrong by? Can we also affirm at that time, the Bible says all things work together for good? Doesn't tell us. Now, we got to be careful. Sometimes we don't misunderstand God's promises and then accuse him of not keeping his promises. It doesn't say that all things that happen in a believer's life are only going to be good and there's never going to be hardships or trials. But it says all things are working together for good. And you may not see it, you may not fully realize or understand it, but God says, I'm doing a work here. And it's good. He is always trustworthy. Number five, he is always wise in what he does. Always. Not only can you trust he will do what he says, but what he does do is wise. God knows what is best. God knows what is best. Romans 11:33. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. We cannot comprehend the wisdom of God. We cannot always know what he knows, see what he sees. We're just a small part in God's whole big production that he's doing, his whole big picture. We're playing a small role in that. And God has his hands over everything and sees everything from beginning to end. And so when God says, I'm in control, I know what I'm doing, all things are working together for good to those who are in Christ, to those who love me, I'm doing a good work here. And while you may not fully see the big picture, you may not see what I see, I want you to trust me. My ways are wise. What's going on in your life right now? Can you trust that what God does is wise? Can you trust that? Can you rest in that? Can you accept that? Can you lean on him? Lean on him. There's a old song, another old song, just simply called Leaning on the Everlasting Arms. But one of the verses says, what have I to dread? What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting arms. I have blessed peace with my Lord so near, leaning on the everlasting arms. And the chorus goes, leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms, leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. That song is a person who is trusting that God is always wise in what he does. That God knows what is best. That God sees the big picture even though I might not. What have I to dread? What have I to fear? I'm going to trust in God. Church, take comfort that God is always in control. That God is always present with you. He is always the same. And he is always trustworthy. And he is always wise in what he does. Whatever you are going through today, God is there. God knows. Trust in him. Come to him. Thank him. Would you please stand with me? We've just been through another five attributes, basically, of who God is. And it's these five and the five last week, 10, that we can trust in, that we can count on, that we can live our lives by. Will you trust the Lord? Will you trust him? I don't know what all is going on in all of your lives right now. I know some of you have trials. Some of you have been through trials. Some of you have been through some very tough times. I want to encourage you this morning to be reminded of who this God is that we serve. And in the midst of your trials, trust him. Trust him that he is with you. There is no place where he is not. That he's in control of all things. that he is wise in everything that he does. And you can praise him in the midst of your trials. You can thank him in the midst of whatever it is that you are going through right now. Will you do that this morning? Will you worship the Lord in your heart, even in the middle of whatever it is that you are going through right now? Let's take a few moments at this time to worship the Lord in our hearts. Pray. Give all your burdens to him. Your trials, the things that you are going through, lay it down at his feet. Say, God, I will not worry anymore. I will trust you in the middle of this. Would you do that at this time? I invite anyone who would like to come, and pray. Kneel here at the front. Spend some time with the Lord. Give your burdens to him. Cast your cares upon him, for he cares for you. This morning, would you cast your cares upon him? Would you come? Amen. I'll give us a few moments to respond to the Lord and what he is doing in your heart right now. If you want to pray with someone or talk with somebody, come. Come right now. Step out where you are. Father, I thank you for who you are. Lord, that we can trust, we can rest as you call us to come to you. All of us who are heavy laden and burdened, you'll give us rest. We can rely on you. Lord, I pray that we would live by these truths of who you are. We would rest in them. Not carry our own burdens again, not carry them anymore, but give them to you. And Father, yes, my prayer is for any who maybe have never come to faith, they have never come to Jesus. I pray, Lord, that you would do a gracious work in their heart, draw them, that they may also experience the freedom, the joy, the peace that comes from knowing the Father through Jesus Christ. We pray these things in his name. Amen. Please take a seat for a few moments, Pastor Mike.
Thank you for the message this morning. In the next few weeks, we'll be giving you more details about the Overcomers on the times and the dates and everything when we'll be starting that. So just be aware of that. And then if you're interested in volunteering and being a part of the Sunday evening Overcomers program by serving or being a prayer partner or a counselor with someone, then come and see me about that. be having some meetings in the next few weeks. Just before we're dismissed, a few announcements that we need to share with you. If you have your bulletin on the inside pages, we have a light party coming up on the 31st of October. That's coming up in just 1 week from this coming Saturday. And that's going to be at 6 o'clock here at IBC. It's for children up to 12 years old. So there'll be snacks and food and things of that sort. If you are able to come to that and you want to help with that, see Pastor Chad, and he'll give you all the details about the light party on Saturday, the 31st of October, and that's at 6 o'clock here. We also have a fundraiser for the Young Adult Retreat that's coming up in later on in November, and the fundraiser is going to be a yard sale. That's going to be on Saturday, the 14th of November, and what we're asking for you to do is if you have some household items that you were thinking of either selling or getting rid of, and you don't mind donating them to the yard sale, then see Gretchen Young about that. And she is going to take all those items. We're going to set everything up here, and we'll have a big, giant yard sale on the day of, and that will all the funds from that will go to help out with the cost of the Young Adult Retreat. Also, our missions, we're going to continue to pray for Steve and Christina McIver throughout in Asia. Pray for them as they minister to the people that God has called them to, and then, of course, that the Lord would supply their needs and take care of them as well. Also, our other missionaries that we always list their prayer letters on the board just back by the kitchen. So continue to pray for those missionaries also. Well, I think that's all of the announcements for this morning. I don't think that there's anything else that we need to put in the bulletin for this week. But before we're dismissed, maybe we can take just a moment and recognize if you're having a birthday or an anniversary, any special events this week. Is there anyone celebrating a birthday coming up this week? Anyone celebrating a birthday coming up this week? Come on up here, May. Happy birthday to May. Anyone else celebrating a birthday?
Sure.
Anyone else with a birthday? Come on up here. Come on up. Anyone else? Lewis? Pastor Ken? Wow. Shall we put that picture, that photograph that he showed, shall we put that back up on the screen again? He says, no. Anyone else celebrating a birthday this week? How about wedding anniversaries? Anyone celebrating wedding anniversaries? There he is. Handsome guy, look at him up there. You don't even know he's up there. Wedding anniversaries. Anyone with wedding anniversaries this week? No wedding anniversaries. Let's all stand together. We're going to sing Happy Birthday, and then we'll be dismissed. Let's sing it out. Happy Birthday.
Yes, and normally a Pat, Lubov's husband, is on the same day as me on the 24th, and we always stand together, and Mrs. Horn is on the same day too, so there's a number of 24ths, and Casey Wong is also on the 24th, so there's a 24th is a popular day for birthdays in the church. Let's pray, be dismissed. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness, your goodness to us. Thank you for ministering to our needs this morning for your word. Father, I pray that we would leave this place and these truths would stay in us, that they would stay in our minds, in our hearts, and Lord, that we would rest and trust in you because of them. Thank you, Lord, for who you are. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Wow, I didn't realize it was this...